Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Kathy Webb and John Dennison with the Play 16 Wounded. Welcome.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, Corey.
Good to see you.
Glad y'all are here today. And 16 Wounded. I had to do a little research on this one. tell me about this play that's going to be held here in Monroe.
John, that's yours.
Okay. Well, I'll give you the quick 411 on 16 Wounded. It's a play by Eliam Cryam. He's actually from New Mexico. But as a college student, he workshopped this play. He is the son of a rabbi. His mother's a rabbi. His father is Israeli. And this is a very poignant play about the human side of terrorism. I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but obviously all of these acts that have happened over the decades have been committed by human beings. And so we delve into that. There's poignancy, there's humor, there is, the two lead characters, Hans and Mahmoud, are very disparate characters whose lives just happened by happenstance, happened to cross, and then from there the play unfolds. And I would say Cryam, he wrote this in his teens. He workshopped it in his early 20s in university. And then it went to Broadway in the mid-2000s, Judd Hirsch playing Hans, the role that I have, and had a run there in the Walter Kerr Theater in New York.
Kathy Webb is with us. Kathy, you're the director of this play. Talk to me about this. Where is the play set, and in what time period? We're talking about terrorism, but is it modern times?
Well, it is in 93. Remember the iconic photograph in the New York Times and others of President Clinton and Rabin and Arafat with the handshake, with that famous handshake that was supposed to signify peace in the Middle East between the Palestinians and the Israelis? That appears in one of the scenes. And so it's in 93, and it's in Amsterdam. And the characters happen to be a young Palestinian, Mahmoud, who is played by Sam Coleman, and Hans, the baker, who owns a bakery, who is played by John. And then Mahmoud and John get together because Mahmoud gets injured on the street in a fight. And Hans picks him up off the street, and the unlikely friendship develops. And Anne Brown plays Nora, who becomes a love interest for Mahmoud. And then there is a love interest for John.
We'll tell them who it is.
Oh, well, it is very, it's Kathy Earhart Webb, but she plays the Russian Sonia, who is not wise about the relationship, I don't think. But anyway, the play is so personal. It's so personal that the ending, and we're not going to tell you the ending, of course, spoiler alert, but it's a shock because we come to know and love these people. We love the terrorist. We love the baker who helps him out. And we love that little, Lee's restaurant, which is a place where baking is primary. Well, Lee's restaurant is one of the biggest characters in the show because it happens all over that restaurant.
Now, we're going to talk about the baking in a minute, but
right.
But John, let me ask you this. Your character, Hans the baker, you would not have gotten along with this Palestinian guy.
Actually, Hans is Jewish, but he doesn't really claim being Jewish. And that's one of the backstory parts that happens. He's not Israeli, right? But there are just enough scenes to really explore that conflict in a manner that's timely today.
Hans brings a great deal of world weariness through having lived through the horrors that were thrust upon many Jews in the 1940s. And so from there, you can probably guess where his mindset is. Very much so. He is somewhat stuck in the past. He's living in today, but he's not fully living in today. And it is a very poignant story that he lives out as we begin to see what his real life should be like and could be like.
If you're just joining us, this is Kathy Earhart Webb and John Dennison. The play 16 Wounded is going on. It'll be at Lee's of LeCount. And Kathy, you call this one Pie Theater. Why is it
Pie Theater?
Why is it called Pie Theater?
Well, that name just happened, Corey, because at Lee's, one of the most famous things they have is their famous pie, right? And so Lee's on Louisville, Lee's of LeCount on Louisville, is going to serve pie, which after the deep and intense story that we offer, that CA Studio offers, well, at intermission, we're going to enjoy a little slice of sweet pie to help us through the story. And the story is full of humor as well as dark. It makes those characters accessible. One thing I'd like to point out, you know, I was in children's theater for many, many years, more years than we should name.
I was
really?
10 in one of your plays. I'm 45 now.
Yeah, well, I must have been at least 15 when you were 10. Okay. Anyway, Lee's offers the pie, and the pie helps us kind of adjust to what the show does. So the show is not for children, Corey. It's for ages 15 through adult.
Now, when do folks have a chance to see 16 Wounded?
Okay, so they should call for reservations at 318-329-8081. That's Lee's. And the show opens on this Saturday night, September 16th. Plays at 7. Then Sunday at 4, and then the following Saturday and Sunday at 7 and 4.
That's 16 Wounded. It'll be at Lee's of LeCount. You can find out more by visiting our website, kedm.org. John Dennison, Kathy Earhart-Webb, thanks for being with us today on Landy Up.
Thank you, Corey.